coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Get our mystical penis pump free.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Swear to God, when I learn just a couple more spells, I'm gonna blast your fucking ass.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
By the hoary hosts of Hogarth, we are talking about The Sorcerer Supreme today on Huntsville Home Video, you fucking nerds.
I don't even know what you just fucking said.
That's some Doctor Strange shit
right
there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
God damn it. This is going to be a rough one. Welcome to the show. My name is Jack Spade. With me, Leanne Foster. We are coming to you. You're thinking, what? A fucking new episode of Huntsville Home Video on a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be? Are they doing it again?
We are doing it again.
Are they talking Marvel movies?
Guess who's back? Back again.
Leanne's
That's all
back.
I got.
With her only friend.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately very true.
It is Jack. It is Jack.
It is Jack. It is Jack.
Bye now. Nah.
I can't. That is, well, that's currently my favorite thing for this week.
Hey, we're starting out strong.
Hope we keep going that way.
I sure do, too, because we are talking about a movie whose subject matter is very much a triggering issue for you and for me, for that matter.
Triggering.
You are not a fan, for some reason, of sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
As per we learned in our review of Big Trouble in Little China, one of my favorite movies of all time, is a movie that you did not really like. You can hear for yourself that review at huntsvillehomevideo.com.
Again,
you want to say something?
I do want to say something because you said I didn't really like it. I liked it. I didn't love it. Okay.
Which still hurts.
I know it hurts, but I just want you to get it correct when you say it.
Okay.
And I just expect that of you, and I should be able to expect that of you. So okay. If you could do that, that'd be great.
So since that review, I'm like, well, shit, eventually when we get to Doctor Strange, this is going to be a very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And today we get to have that conversation. We get to find out what Leanne thought about the second movie in Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So we will get to it right out of the gate. Leanne, what did you think about Doctor Strange?
What do you think I thought?
Like the way you've been trolling me this week,
mm-hmm.
with your little side glance, your little reactions,
right.
Your little, oh, what do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say that you loved it, and I'm hoping that you loved it.
Oh, so you think I did a big misdirection.
I think you're doing a misdirection.
You think that's what I'm doing?
I do.
Well, let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
This was a fucking chore.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
it
you.
It wasn't terrible, but it was just like, it took, okay, so last week we did Civil War, which was 2.5 hours. This one was 2 hours, and I almost slit my wrist because it felt like I was sitting on the couch for 5 hours.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Who even are you?
Okay.
I mean, it's on brand.
It had some good parts.
Hmm.
I enjoyed parts of it, but overall, I didn't need it. I'm one of the, he's like Hulk to me. I didn't need this movie. Like, Doctor Strange is fine.
Wow.
I didn't need the movie.
Damn.
Also, you know what I hate more than sorcery?
Do tell.
You know what did it for me? Astral projection. I don't care anything about that, okay? Like, I don't give a damn about you. Like, you remember that movie Inception? No. Insidious, I was all for it. And then they were like, hey, that kid's astral body is being chased by the devil. And I'm like, fuck you.
So
not
no sorcery.
A jam. Don't care about astral
no
projection.
No astral projection.
No, I didn't need that shit.
And your kids, three things that you
three
hate.
Three things I'm out. And Jenny McCarthy.
Well, this
I
is
didn't,
gonna...
I didn't know. I didn't hate the movie, but it just felt like it went on for forever because I wasn't that interested in it.
Wow.
So...
And here
you can't
I was
be shocked.
So here's the thing. As I was rewatching the movie, I was like, well, I mean, Leanne does fucking hate sorcery, but I mean, this was so well done. She'll probably dig mm-hmm. it. Apparently, I was way
it's
off.
It's okay.
Apparently, I don't know you like I think I know you, friend.
I trolled you well, my friend.
You did.
I trolled you thinking that I was going to do opposite, but I trolled you into actually what I thought. But you didn't know that. You couldn't follow it. So you, yeah.
You know the pieces fit because you watch them fall away.
Oh, my heart. My tool-loving heart.
My good buddy calls that the Tetris tool song because he thinks it's about Tetris pieces.
Of course. Well, wait, isn't that what it's about?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight up. Tell that to a Tool fan and watch
it. I thought it was about
pop.
A jigsaw, baby.
You think I get fucking offended when you don't like a movie? Like, mm-hmm. Tell a Tool fan that the song is about something else.
Right.
It's the Fibonacci sequence. It's the sequence of all life. It's the numbers added together. And then he did this song where all the syllables match the numbers in the sequence, man.
No, dog, it's about Tetris. Blood, ears.
Stop, I'm going to go back to my mom's basement.
So I guess anyway. We got to get through this Doctor Strange review.
It was not terrible.
God damn it.
I may have been a little bit more dramatic in the beginning. I didn't need it. I didn't need it. You could have just given me Doctor Strange. Mikkelsen was amazing.
As he always is.
He could play anything, and I'd be like he could play Hitler, and I'd be like, Hitler had a point.
Wow.
Also, I don't think I've ever made you laugh. Like, your face was shocked. Should I omit that?
Nope. Keep it. That way all our listeners in the Jewish community know which one of us to hate.
No. Like, that was just a joke, okay? It was a joke. This is not real.
Well, we are not making it to episode 100. Apparently, we've been canceled on Doctor Strange.
You know.
Well done, Foster.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
No, he was awesome. There were awesome elements to it, but I just... wore me out. Was it not a long feeling movie to you?
No,
it was to me.
No.
Ugh, it took forever.
I went to go see this movie 3 times in the theaters.
You watched this 3 times?
In the theater.
You paid money 3 times to watch it?
In fact, I was so impressed with the visuals the first time around. And this is when 3D was still kind of a thing. It was on the tail end of the 3D craze.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I need to see this in 3D. And I went and saw it in 3D, and it was fucking amazing.
Well, maybe.
I even had a few friends that like to alter their states, as it were. And I'm like, y'all would like this fucked up. And one of my buddies was like, well, let's go find out. And got himself really super high, watched fucking Doctor Strange. And at the end of the movie, he just like, he's sitting there. He just turns to the side to me, and he's like, yep.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I know that buddy listens to this podcast. I want to see if he calls me to remember and see if he remembers that it was him.
That's Did you know this was you?
Yep.
Yep.
Such a fucking great moment.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I really dug the movie. I liked the movie. Okay. I like Doctor Strange as a character. I thought they did really well with the movie. I didn't find it boring. You know, the only thing I will say that when they, cause, you know, now they're introducing for the first time ever, mm-hmm. the character of Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
You got to give them the origin movie. You got to do the setup piece, which I don't really like the origin movies because like, I know the origin, like I know what you're going to do. I've read the comics, but I get you're doing this for mainstream audiences.
For people like me.
Yeah. That are just going to hate it anyway, so fuck them. But the only downside is that, you know, if you throw out a new issue of a comic book, you get another one in a month. If you throw out a movie, you're waiting 2-3 years mm-hmm. for the next movie.
Right.
Or as I realized today, like almost 6 years for Doctor Strange 2, because this came out in 2016, mm-hmm. and Multiverse of Madness, the next Doctor Strange movie, doesn't come out until next year.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Hmm.
And it, you know, like I said, it was really good. I dug it, and I'm really super excited for Multiverse of Madness. But
are you?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to be going by myself. So fuck you.
I mean, I'll tag along if you want me to.
No.
You don't want to see my disgruntled face in the seat next to you.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll go by myself.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Fucking.
Are you about to call me a mutt?
No.
Anyway.
I save that for the dregs of humanity that are not in this studio with me.
Thanks.
You bet.
So anyways, yeah, it was just a lot.
Okay.
It was just a lot.
All right.
But I did like Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
I thought he was a good pick.
I ended up liking him. Yeah.
As you mentioned, Mads Mikkelsen could always use more Mads.
Always more.
I am disappointed, though, that he was kind of wasted on this villain when, I mean, he really should be Dr. Doom when they eventually get around to the Fantastic Four. Because I think he would make the perfect Dr. Doom.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know enough about Dr. Doom to...
But much like you, though, I think Mads can do just about anything.
Right.
And with this movie, he actually joined some elite company. He is now one of five actors to have played a James Bond villain and a comic book character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher Lee, he was the villain Man with the Golden Gun, and he was in a shitty Captain America movie, like before the MCU. He was in one of those like horrible ones, Captain America 2, Death Too Soon.
that sounds terrible.
Right. Louis Jordan, he was the villain in Octopussy, also in Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing is good stuff.
Okay.
I like Swamp Thing. Christopher Walken, motherfucking Christopher Walken, was in A View to Kill. And do you remember what comic book movie he was in? Maybe it's one that you've seen.
Have we watched it on the podcast?
We have not.
I can't.
He was a villain of Batman Returns.
I know. Did I see Batman Returns?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't think I did.
With Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
No.
Oh, you never saw that one?
No.
Shit.
Mm-mm. No.
I wonder why Leanne had never seen Batman Returns.
Okay. Not great, but better than your Tony Montana.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. And then Christopher Waltz, who was the villain in Spectre.
Okay.
And again, all these are Bond movies that you've never seen.
Because right, I know.
You've only watched, what, two?
Two.
Because you went
Goldfinger, and then I watched GoldenEye.
Okay. and then he also played the villain in a comic book movie that I know you've never seen, and a lot of people haven't seen. A lot of people hate it. The Seth Rogen Green Hornet movie.
No, I've never seen it, but I've heard that movie shit on a lot.
I actually kind of dug it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just like you dug Doctor Strange?
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, we see your judgment skills on full display today.
So in the grand scheme of things, you have like gone along with 98% of everything that I'm into.
We're allowed to have 2%.
Okay.
But we don't.
All right. But you're so violently opposed to those 2% that you question my judgment on other things.
I amped it up. This wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Just not for me. It's just not for me. It's not for me,
like,
bro.
We're done with sorcery. We're done with sorcery. No, no
Thank
more.
You.
Like, I'm gonna start. Hang on, I got to go to my master list of movies here that we want to review at Huntsville Home Video. I just gotta start checking off anything with sorcery. That's a new rule. No sorcery. Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. There is no sorcery section.
No sorcery allowed.
Not in the store.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Are you really taking off sorcery movies?
I sure am.
I don't. Yeah. Also, though, but I don't understand why I don't like it. It just went on and on for me.
Maybe if we have sorcery in space.
Right.
Because you love your Star Wars. And that's all that shit is.
Right.
Space sorcery.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Doctor Strange. Do we want to get into it?
Let's knock this shit out.
It starts off like Inception on crack, you know, because all the buildings are moving around.
Super fucking awesome visuals.
It was pretty good visuals. It starts off, what, it starts off in an ancient library, it looks like. And these sorcerers come in. And they can like do swirls and shit.
Good. Real quickly, I want to tell the listener to stop and just listen to the first 5 minutes or so of our review earlier this week of Civil War, and listen to the inflection in Leanne's voice and how much it's changed. They're in some sort of ancient library and shit. Fucking.
I love that you gave me a good twang on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn sorcerer fucking bullshit.
Bullshit. Hand me a Marlboro. Anyway, okay. No, I'll try to be better. So
no, you're good. Do your thing.
They can make these swirlies with their hands. It's amazing.
That's even worse.
Shit with their hands. And then here's Mads, who is, I can't remember. I'll have to
Cassilius.
They string the librarian up, and they plop his head into a bucket, which was pretty aggressive. And this aggravated me. He stole a page from a book. He didn't just take the book. Like, why don't you just take the book? Which will come back to bite him in the ass later. We can go ahead and say that. But
I mean, you know,
it aggravated me.
It's a whole book. He didn't want to carry it around, I'm sure.
He can't. If you can make swirlies with your fucking hand, okay, you have time to carry around a book. Or you've got minions with you. How about you let one of them carry the book? You know what I mean?
I think you'd be the minion that carried the book.
I probably would be. Because I'd be smart enough to go, I'm going to pick this up.
Yeah.
So while they're
how come you're the fucking head villain? You suck. You didn't even pick up the whole book.
You didn't pick up the book.
You didn't even take the page that told you about the warnings.
Right.
You fucking stupid ass.
God, I gotta run everything around this dark empire.
I swear to God, when I get to space, this sorcery is gonna be so much better.
Swear to God, when I learn just a couple more spells, I'm gonna blast your fucking ass.
I'm gonna blast your ass.
That sounded odd.
That's the new Tinder profile bio.
I'm going to blast your fucking ass.
When I learn some more spells, I'm going to blast your ass.
So anyway.
Please tell me that at one point in our lifetime when we go to a comic book convention, you say that phrase to a fucking nerd.
I will do it. I will do it. As long as I get to hear you in the flesh say paper, rock, extera, bitch, I win.
All right.
I will say, once I learn a few more spells, I will blast you in the fucking ass.
Deal.
Good deal? Okay, perfect.
We're gonna go pick virtual fights with LARPers.
I can't wait!
Oh, shit.
So he takes pages from the book, he leaves the book, and then bald Tilda Swinton comes in to save the day. And says that ritual will only bring you sorrow. Don't do it, motherfucker.
Don't do it, bro.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it, bro. And he's like, fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway. So
come on, K-Dog. What you doing?
So they run out of wherever they're at. She starts manipulating buildings and all that kind of stuff. That was pretty, the visuals were pretty amazing. How they're manipulating these buildings and they're folding in on each other. And it's pretty awesome. But I keep wanting to call him Khaleesi because that's from Game of Thrones.
Cassilius
ends up spinning a portal. And he escapes. He and his people escape. And bald Tilda walks away.
The ancient one.
The ancient one. So then we cut to Doctor Strange. We meet Doctor Strange, who's a surgeon. He's cool. He's like a ladies' man. And he likes to vibe to music while he's doing his surgeries and shit. Pretty cool, dude.
Because all surgeons are super arrogant and they need to show that off.
Right. And also, you know, you debating what year a song came out seems very safe to do while you're trying to save a human life. Makes sense. Toe tapping makes total sense. And so anyways, he does this surgery, but then he is stopped by Christine, who is an ER nurse who needs his help. On a patient. She wants a second opinion on a patient. And Dr. Strange gets in there and pretty much humiliates the doctor, which, you know, kind of said this guy was brain dead. And so he's just this hotshot guy. It just sets him up to show how kind of arrogant he is. And you find out that he and Christine kind of have a history with one another.
A little bit of bumping.
So anyways, Dr. Strange invites her to go to a banquet. She won't go, but he goes to one in his nice, fancy car, fast car.
Did you? And when he's getting ready for this party, and he opens up his watch drawer, and he's got a fucking device in there that keeps the watches wound. That's what that was doing. It's like spinning all these watches so he doesn't have to wind them. Mm-hmm. That's fucking gangster.
Yeah.
And that fucking apartment was nice. I want that apartment.
It was very nice.
The openness of it.
The openness and the bareness of it. Like, I love the just the simplicity of it.
Very minimalist.
Yeah. Because I can't stand clutter. So I like that.
Yeah, it was a sweet spot. I'm like, damn, you're doing good for yourself, Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, good for you. But it's about to go south.
Yeah, good for you.
He is in the car And he's going up a windy mountain road to this banquet when he gets a call from somebody about patients who could possibly use his help. And one of those is Rhodes.
Yeah.
And so Strange gets distracted as he's looking at the kind of summary of this patient and crashes his car violently.
That was a brutal crash.
It was a brutal crash off this fucking mountain. And he is severely injured, especially his perfect hands. Not good.
Can't take away a surgeon's tools like that.
No. And so when he wakes up in the in his room and his hands are like strung up and they're set the way they're set. Oh my God, it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
I can't imagine waking up to that.
Painful as fuck.
And he's got very bad nerve damage. He's got multiple pins, and so his hands are shaky and it's not good. And so we kind of get this rush of him trying to find options to fix his hands so he can have his job. And he wants experimental surgery for them. It's very expensive, but it doesn't work. And so he kind of finds himself at a place where he's lost his money and he's mean to Christine. So he loses Christine as well. So he's pretty down and out at this point. And he goes to physical therapy and he finds he's talking to the therapist, you know, because Strange is in a very bad mood. And the therapist says that there's a guy that had severely damaged his spine, but had recovered. And so he's like, I'm going to share his file with you so that you know it's possible. So Strange ends up finding this guy who's out there playing street b-ball. And the guy's like, I elevated my mind, man, which healed my body. Fucking shit. And you need to find the Carmitage.
Carmitage, yeah.
Carmitage. That's where you need to find to go get yourself right. Get your mind right, okay? When your body's fucked up, you got to get your mind right. So
15 minutes in, you're already done with the movie. You're like,
done with it, man.
What the fuck is this bullshit?
So,
fuck you, Jack Spade, making me watch this.
Yeah, I did think that at one point. I can't remember which point it was.
Fuck.
So Strange then heads off to find this Carmitage, and he ends up in Kathmandu.
God damn.
And he searches for Carmitage, that place. And then he is found by, what's this dude's name in the cloak? Mondo?
Mordo.
Mondo.
Mondo. God damn.
Who was it?
Mordo.
I'm going to write that down because I'm going to forget it. I kept calling him Cloaked Dude. I'm not even going to lie.
Cloaked Dude.
He is found by a dude in a cloak is what I wrote.
I mean, I will give you credit. Once you've checked out, even if it is like 10 minutes into a movie, you completely check out. So top marks.
So, at some point, Strange has jumped in an alley and they want his watch, which you find out later. It's engraved. It's from Christine. So he's like, that's the last thing I have left. Please don't take it from me. And it gets damaged, but luckily Mordo saves him in the alleyway and takes him to Carmitage.
Takes him to the ancient one.
Takes him to the ancient one, the teacher, Bald Tilda.
Would you like to hear, since I know how much you love this movie,
mm-hmm.
and you're already on edge, apparently, because of it.
No,
you're
cool, man.
You're amped up. Well, this will probably annoy you in your just sheer respect for common sense.
Okay.
So the ancient one in the comic books uh-huh. is just like an ancient Asian dude.
Okay.
You know, wise in the ways of the mystical arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, well, you know, maybe we probably shouldn't do that in the movie just because stereotypes and this and that. Okay. And everyone's so woke now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have Tilda Swinton. Like, she's cool. Like, you know, she's awesome. She's very unique in her look.
Yes.
She has roles that embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
Tilda Swinton's the ancient one. Cue the internet. Way to whitewash the fucking movie, taking roles away from Asian actors, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh, you cannot win.
Never mind the fact, you know, that they took a man's role and gave it to a woman.
Right, which is what we're all about today.
Right.
Fuck that.
But nope. It's, we are enraged about a white woman taking what would have been a role for an Asian person, which I guarantee you would have been, they stereotyped and blah, blah, blah.
Of course the ancient one's Chinese. Because
right.
mystical art, brr.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
God almighty. I hate people so much.
Hate them all.
Hate them all.
And Tilda did great. I thought, clearly you didn't fucking give a shit, but...
She wasn't bad.
I thought she was a great angel. I just like her as an actress. Like, whenever she shows up, especially in a role that embraces the weirdness, the wackiness, the quirkiness of whatever she's in, it just amps that up further.
I agree. Let's see. So she basically, she gives her sales pitch after they meet. Basically, you can reorient the spirit to heal the body. Some real hippie shit, if you ask me.
Real hippie shit.
And Strange ain't buying it at all, you know, because he's a man of science. He's a man of the body as matter and blah, 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 blah. And then she punches out his spirit so that he knows he's more than just matter and punches out his astral form.
Clearly, you were impressed by that.
Oh, my God. Do you want to just hear my note?
I do.
Fuck astral shit.
Is it all caps?
Is it all caps? So anyways, there's a little bit about me.
Wow.
Anyways.
All right, so I'm gonna tell you this. If y'all match up with Lily on Tinder, do not bring sorcery into the equation.
No.
Like, that's an immediate out.
Not on the first one. Then after a while, if you're like, hey, I like this movie, I might be able to handle it later.
Like, you would have better chances just, you know, breaking out extremes more than words than you would sorcery at this point.
Which I heard after our recording, and I almost died.
Hear about that joke on a review of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, available exclusively at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com or Apple Podcast or Spotify or right. Really not exclusively.
So it's not exclusively?
At HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, there's an astral realm.
Fuck astral shit.
And then she has him open up his mind and understand the realms of which we're in or surrounded by. And it's like this big acid trip, or what I assume would be an acid trip. I don't know. Find out more about that in our review of Requiem for a Dream.
Now I have to imagine this movie with you as the main character. And just with all your sensibilities and you going on that acid trip. Fucking bullshit. What is this? This is so fucking dumb. My God. You fucking fix my hands or not?
Right? Can you imagine me just floating through that astral realm being like, this is such fucking bullshit. When are you serving lunch?
Yeah, like, just completely unimpressed. Like, you just come back to the earthly realm and you're like, what else you got?
Right.
Fucking.
Like, oh, I'm in a different realm, and look at these colors. Like, there's nothing here. What the fuck is this? Yeah.
And then you come back, and you're like, I really think that someone that's so wise in the mystical arts like this should really be an Asian dude, not some bald white bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you whitewash this temple? But then, like, thoughts shape reality, right? Or some shit like that. And, like, he's in this realm, and, like, his fingers start to grow hands and shit. Like, it's an insane. She talks about many universes, some good, some bad, whatever. And I wrote here, please kill me. And then,
God.
And then does all that, sends him through all these realms and shit, and then won't teach him and throws him out. And it's because he reminds her of Cassilius. Potentially very powerful, but Cassilius was someone who she used to teach, but then he turned bad. So basically, this is Star Wars. And
but it's not in space, so fuck it.
Right. It's in folding buildings, not in space. So Mordo thinks that Cassilius can be useful. So eventually, after hours pass, they let him back in, and then the training's going to begin for Mr. Doctor Strange.
Mr. Dr. Strange.
So, basically, you harness energy from other universes to cast spells and make magic. Because, of course, you do. That's how that works. And then we meet, I will say, I think he was probably my favorite. Wong is where we meet Wong.
Wong was legit.
Wong's legit. He's the new librarian. And I think this is where Doctor Strange said he's in training, right? You see like a lot of him in his training and he's just reading through these books. He's got like a photographic memory or whatever it is. So he's learning things very fast. So Wong takes him to like a restricted section. And so now it's Harry Potter. And and after Strange finds these locked books and basically Wong tells him they're too advanced, or the spells are too advanced, I think. And he finds the Book of Time, which is from the beginning, that book where they just tore the pages out. They didn't take the whole entire book so that it can still be found.
You would have taken the whole book.
I'd have taken the whole book because I have to clean up after everybody. And so so he finds that book and Wong's like, you know, this is too much for you. And then we jump to Caecilius actually doing the ritual from the pages that he took from the book. And so he does this whatever, and then his eyes turn black, and it actually looks really cool. Like, that's some pretty cool makeup.
That was a neat effect.
Know? Yeah. So, Strange.
So, Leanne, what'd you think of Doctor Strange? Well, fucking Mads Mikkelsen's eye makeup was cool.
That's legitimately my answer.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm so sorry. So, anyways, let's see. Strange, I believe, is in class to learn his spells. And to
learn his spells.
The gateways, what are those things that they...
The sling rings.
The sling rings. You're telling me you have all this mystical shit and you can't think of a name better than a sling ring? Okay. It sounds like something like the From TV section that you buy, like some kind of shit. But
I mean,
anyways.
Maybe. I imagine sorcerers have that shit too. I mean, like, we're radio people. We have people all the time that are throwing out ads and hey, we've got this great thing that we could give you to be a better radio professional. I'm sure the sorcerer world has that same shit.
Right.
Hey, you want to get from dimension A to dimension B in lickety split?
Make a portal in half the time.
Check out our new sling rings.
But wait, if you buy now, two sling rings for the price of one.
Get our mystical penis pump free.
Okay.
Could you imagine they got those too?
Yeah, they'd have to.
Because, I mean, if you
why couldn't you just... Wait a minute. Hold on. Why would you need to have a mystical penis pump? Why wouldn't you just mystically make your dick bigger?
Well, because it's all about branding and marketing, and you got
to
have...
Yeah, but you should just be able to know that spell.
Accessories.
Right?
I don't know. It's a, like, it's all about making a buck. You know, I'm sure there's like some crooked sorcerers too that just want to make money.
Right. So anyways, Dr. Strange is in class to learn his spells and to do the gateways with the, what were they? Spinners? Slingers. And, but his hands won't cast the spells. Like, he can't make the gateways or anything like that. And he thinks it's because of his hands. And then the Ancient One says that's not true, and she pulls out the dude with a stump and is like, hey, he can do it, so you can do it, right? So...
Sorcery!
Sorcery! Why can't you just sorcer the man's hand back on? Why can't we just do that?
Wow, that's cheating. I mean, he clearly lost the hand for a reason.
Oh my god, I hate this hippie shit. So anyways, so, you know, she's like, you cannot... beat a river into submission. You have to surrender to its current. So then Bald Tilda takes Dr. Strange to Mount Everest and just leaves him there. Like, they go through a portal and then she leaves him there because it's up to him to make his gateway. He has to figure out how to do it. And then he does. He finally is able to do it and he comes through and then he starts to get his mind into gear and he cleans himself up and he gets his little goatee going. And now he's ready to go. Now he's in the robes. He's ready to go. Right?
Yes. Yes, right. He is.
So, he wants books on astral projection, but is denied. And he goes to Wong. He goes, try me, Beyonce, which did make me laugh.
Well, I'm glad you got some chuckles out of the movie.
I did. It doesn't make Wong laugh, though. But after that scene, you see Wong in the library listening to Beyonce, which I thought was super funny. And so Strange is making these gateways so that he can grab books off the shelf that he's not supposed to be accessing. So that was super cute and funny. So because he's so advanced in his learning and his training now, This is where we introduce the mirror dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did that sit with you?
You know.
It was stupid.
Well, everybody's got to have a place to train, right? And so this is a place to train that doesn't affect the real world. It's where he can practice his spells. So he gets better at fighting. And then we hear, I believe this is where we kind of hear more about Caecilius, who rejected the Ancient One's teachings and all that stuff, and how he turned upon his people. And then at some point we're introduced to, Mordo introduces him to like relics, which have power.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I thought was awesome.
Okay.
I know. I can't wait to hear how dumb you thought it was.
Well, you know, these objects obtain power, but then the relic decides when someone is ready to obtain that power within that relic, right? That's kind of the gimmick here. So anyways.
You could have a sword that's a laser and it's fucking boss as shit. But if you take a fucking stick and imbue it with mystical powers, you could stick it straight up your fucking ass.
I didn't say my logic was right at all. It doesn't make sense.
You could sorcerer this shit out of your pee hole. Fucking nerds.
I don't know why I am the way that I am, but I am. So we get that. And then Strange goes to the library to look at that forbidden book that Caecilius should have taken with him but didn't. And then he ends up opening this eye pendant.
The Eye of Agamotto?
Yeah, that one. This eye thing. And he does a spell with it, or where if he turn it changes time. Like it either fast forwards or rewinds time, correct? Because he tests it on the apple, which was cool. When he's turning like time, the apple goes back to being whole because he was eating the apple. And then if he turns it the other way, the apple is eaten down to the core, which was pretty cool.
That was a great visual.
That was a neat visual. That was cool.
In a movie filled with great visuals.
Correct. So then, why didn't anybody else think of this? Because this was brilliant. So then he does the same with the book that was left behind by Caecilius. And guess what? The pages reemerge in the book because he turns back time. If he could turn back time,
he would do. If he could find a way.
Right. And he found a way. Because life finds a way. And he recovered the pages back in the book. That's why you take the damn book. Duh.
But I mean, then you don't have that scene in the movie, but you know, whatever.
True. Then the whole movie's different, you know. Then there's no movie. So in the pages that were torn and taken, they talk about Dormammu and the dark dimension and eternal life.
Which I need to know your reaction to that.
Of all the names you could have for yourself in a dark dimension, you went with Dormammu. Like, fuck out of here. I don't know.
Fuck out of here, Dormammu.
Like, whatever.
I am the dread Dormammu, and I've come to swallow your earthly realm. Fuck out of here, Dormammu.
Dormammu.
Your name is fucking stupid.
You have an abortion of consonants in your name, sir. Fuck out of here.
Man, you talk a big game. But I think when Dread Dormammu shows up, and you're going to be fucking...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. I'll be on the dark side, whatever I got to do. So it talks about Dormammu and the dark dimension and eternal life, but he gets in trouble, Doctor Strange does, because he was not manipulating the space-time continuum. He was breaking it. I don't fully understand. But apparently he was breaking it. And then you find out, he's like, who are we really? Like, what are we really doing here? And I believe that's when they are told that they're they're protecting the world from mystical threats. Which somewhere in the movie, there's something about a mystical war. And I was like, that is too completely opposite. This is just such an odd phrase. A mystical war.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not odd. Just it's not just a war. It's mystical. There's mysticism afoot.
So anyways, there's something afoot. So then we learn that there are sanctums in three different areas in Hong Kong, New York, and London, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And they protect the world, and then the strange in them protect the sanctums.
I mean, yeah, seems legit.
And Dormammu wants to take over everything, and especially Earth.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Well, you know, Earth's pretty much shitty anyway. You might as well just take right. it over.
I'm with you.
Right? So while they are explaining all of this stuff, guess who shows up? Castilius in his nice eye makeup. In his glittery fucking Lady Gaga makeup. And
got that shit at Sephora.
It was on sale.
That would have been a great piece of branded content for...
Oh my gosh, you could have had the Castilius palette.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been super brilliant.
Would you have gone after that? Would you have done that?
I can't figure out eyeshadow, so no, probably not. No, but that's a jam. Somebody should get on that. How many years later? Five?
Yeah, at least 2016 this movie came out.
Yes, yes. So Castilius comes there and there's an explosion, which, where does it blow Doctor Strange to? Is it to the New York's or the London?
New York Sanctum.
New York Sanctum? Okay, I thought it was New York.
Sanctum Sanctorum.
It sounds like a Metallica song. I'm not even going to lie. Does it not? Does it not? So
it would probably be a Metallica song that you hated.
I hate that fucker. That mystical song, skip that shit.
I love their library, but when they start singing about sorcery, they can go screw.
So while he's at the sanctum, he finds... Okay, these were cool. He finds the three different doors, which are portals. You can turn the knob to go different places with them. That was cool. I'll give you that one.
I'll give you that one.
And then he finds...
There's one not shitty thing in this fucking shitty movie.
Put that one in the not shitty column. And then he finds a room with all of these artifacts in them, which I'm guessing contain all kinds of powers, like we were shown earlier.
There's a lot of cool shit in there that I ain't even going to tell you about, because fuck you.
All I remember is the cloak and the vase, to be honest with you, that he doesn't know how to use. So he's in there, and here comes Castilius, and... my favorite part, though, of the whole movie...
I already know what it is.
Is it the exchange of his name where he says... he goes to say Mr. And there's this whole... Throughout the whole movie, you know, Strange wants to be called Doctor. And so he's like, Doctor. And so Castilius is like, Mr. Doctor.
And it's strange.
To some, maybe.
So, but who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge? It's just so... That was a cute little exchange.
That was
my favorite part.
That was money.
So they start fighting, and they're hopping around on these rotating hallways and shit, and things are turning up and down and whatever. And so Strange starts getting wise, and he starts sending... You know, because Castilius travels with his followers, and he starts sending them through these portals, and so he'd push them through the portal and then turn the knob so that they cannot come back through the doorway. The doorway's gone.
Gotta reduce some of those numbers.
Right.
Gotta think smart.
Exactly. So then Castilius pushes Strange around in this artifact room, and there's a case with a cloak in it, which then attaches itself to Strange, and now he can float around.
That thing's fucking cool.
It was cool. No, I mean, if I could have a magic cloak, I'd take a magic cloak for sure. You know? So, and it also kind of guides him and points him in the right directions for weapons to use and things like that. And then the cloak helps to guide Doctor Strange, put Castilius into this, like, mechanical straitjacket kind of thing, or just that was cool.
That was pretty boss.
That was a cool sequence. Are you just super upset with me right now?
A little.
Are you?
A little bummed.
Why are you bummed? Just because I didn't love it as much as you thought I would?
I just, you know, whatever.
Oh.
It's cool.
I'm sorry.
It's cool.
I didn't mean to break your heart today.
Yeah, you didn't break it.
It wasn't my intention to make
you...
You
did that back on Big Trouble in Little China.
I know, but I don't ever want you disgruntled with me.
I'm not disgruntled. I'm just, you know, because everyone likes their own thing. Everyone's into their own shit.
Are you disappointed?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't want you to be disappointed in me.
You were on Team Cap last week.
Right.
And that, you know, like, had you chosen Team Iron Man, I'd have probably just shut this whole fucking thing down.
And then I would have never had to have watched this movie.
You fucking snarky fuck.
Yeah. I'm sorry I've hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't hurt my feelings.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
You haven't chimed in much. I'm worried about you.
I'm good.
Okay.
You be all right over there?
No.
You know, like, put you on a watch or anything?
So anyway, right on a watch.
Yeah.
So we find out that the reason why Caecilius is doing what he's doing is he wants to allow the dark dimension to give him eternal life because time enslaves us. And hearing him talk about anything is great, but to hear him doing this whole sequence, I will say, it sounds pretty awesome. Talking about how time enslaves us all, that was cool. Yeah.
Now, would you say that that's just because it was Mads Mikkelsen?
Yes.
And you're like, if it was anyone else, you'd be like, God, this is so dumb.
I think.
Fuck you.
I think Mads made me like it more because I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, as we established, he could be Hitler. Remember that from earlier this episode?
I tried to forget it because it came out harsh and then. But you know.
That's why I've been so quiet. I've been thinking of the press release that we're going to have to put out.
Wherein
Leanne apologizes
look,
for
man,
saying.
I can edit it out, bro. It just takes like 2 seconds.
It's
to
there.
Just
it's
chop
on the record.
It
it's on the record.
Like, I think everybody who listens, if you listen to this podcast, I think people knew how I meant that.
Well, maybe
I
not.
I don't think they think that I'm.
Maybe that was someone's first episode because they love Doctor Strange so much. They got a full Doctor Strange back tattoo. Looks amazing, probably super fucking boss. And
a
like,
back
oh.
tattoo for Doctor Strange?
I've seen them. They're out there. I know they are.
All right.
Fucking, I'm going to Google that shit right now. But let's just imagine that person finds our podcast for the first time. And then they hear you saying like, yeah, Hitler was all right.
I didn't say Hitler. Stop the presses. I didn't say that Hitler was all right.
Had he been played by Mads Mikkelsen... Hitler
hey,
would have been all right.
I didn't say it was a right point. yeah. Well, honestly, if they can't take that one, they can't. I don't think they should be here. So
well, shit, yeah, there's a dude with a Doctor Strange back tattoo. They even went Marvel.
That's
they went
ridiculous.
Movie with it. They went movie with it.
That's too much. For that character?
All right, back tattoo. What are you getting?
Me?
Yeah.
If I got a back tattoo?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get Captain America's bicep.
Are we going horizontal? Are we going vertical? How is it going to be a bicep tramp stamp?
I'm not exactly sure where it's coming out of and where it's going into. I don't know where to put it. I don't know.
just Steve grabbing the helicopter and the landing
right.
pad from Civil
that's
War.
It.
Like that's going
to
be.
I'm just going to drape him from like shoulder blade to shoulder blade.
All right.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Yep.
Anyway, Doctor Strange. So, let's see, time enslaves us, yada, yada, yada. And then he kind of mentions or alludes to the fact that apparently the ancient one, Bald Tilda, is not who we think she is because he says that she uses the dark arts to stay alive. Because no one's questioned how many centuries she lives or how she's been able to do so. He says she's harnessing the dark arts for that. And then, after this exchange happens, Doctor Strange done got himself stabbed by one of the minions that got loose somewhere. But the cloak ends up strangling, I believe, the guy who stabbed him. And so what does Stephen Strange do? He makes a portal and he portals into a gateway and he goes into the hospital looking for Christine.
Smart thing to do.
Smart thing to do. Very smart thing to do. And wants her to operate on him. And then...
Here we go.
And then he's laying on the table and he passes out. But thank God we have his astral spirit body to poke out and be like, hey, bitch, move the needle.
Yeah.
And he's able to guide her what to do and tell her what to do. But then, of course, now that he's an astral, he's got his astral body out. Now the guy who got strangled with the cloak, his astral body's out. And so now we're going to have an astral war in the fucking ER room.
And what was your note from earlier? How did that go?
Oh, you want to know my note from now? Fuck this shit.
So consistent, at least.
It's consistent.
Yeah. I will also say that with everything that just happened, Dr. Palmer surprisingly reserved.
You got to be if you're an ER nurse.
I imagine that's what I chalked it up to.
Yeah.
Like, wait, here's this dude that I had relations with that I was around.
Who's disappeared,
and now he's dressed like a fucking cosplayer, showing up stabbed. What kind of fucking nerd cult is he in?
Now his white powdery spirit self is popping out of some realm. It's a mess in here. I got to keep this needle straight, though. I got to keep it calm. I got to have steady hands. What a mess.
I would love for you to write like a sorcery story in the way that you describe sorcery on this podcast.
Okay.
I'll give you like a character and some plot points. I just want you to write the story.
Okay.
I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Okay. Gateways and shit.
My birthday's in July. That's all I want.
I think I could write it by then.
All right.
Okay. All right.
That's your task.
Give me the characters. I
want a sorcery story from Leanne.
Okay.
It's called Fuck This Astral Bullshit by Leanne Foster.
Fuck this hippie shit.
Fucking Dr. Blur to Blur was a fucking sorcery and he was fucking dumb. And he tried to go back in time to stop Hitler with his time bullshit. But then it turns out that Hitler was really Mads Mikkelsen. And he was like, well, I mean, I think this motherfucker has a point. But fuck his astral bullshit.
Fuck his little spinny things. Then he does a spinny thing with his little fucking rings, man. And then he shoots out some electricity, which looks like somebody just welding a pipe. Little sparks and shit. Anyway.
And then do some acid and look at fucking M.C. Escher pictures and go fuck yourself.
The end. Period. Anyway. So now we have a fight in the room, in the surgery room, between astral body and astral body, which makes things move, which now I'm going to think about. If I ever notice anything odd where I think it's moved, I'm like, oh, these fucking astrals were in my apartment fucking fighting in here.
Fucking astral hippies.
Fucking astral bullshit. So then. Strange. Then flatlines, right? Because she's draining blood out of his aortic sac or whatever the hell it is. So as she's doing that, he flatlines. Strange flatlines.
Even when they do actual earthly medicine in a sorcery movie, it's dumb to you because it's in the confines of sorcery.
So then Christine shocks him, and when she does, it makes his astral body shoot charges into the minion there and stun him. Next note, I hate this so much. And then Christine, he pops out again. He's like, do it again. Shock him. Shock me again. But your heart's beating. Shock me again. And so then she shocks him again. And it kills the astral form of the minion guy, which then kills him because that's his spirit and shit.
Because fuck it. Sorcery.
Because fuck you. So Steven then leaves. He grabs his faithful cloak. And I do like the way he did flip it on. That was pretty cool.
Pretty boss.
It was pretty boss. And he returns to the sanctum to find that Caecilius has escaped out of the mechanical little straitjacket that he was in. You look at me like you're so upset with me.
Because of course, no, I'm just enjoying the recap, honestly.
Okay.
Like, as much as I hate that you hate it, I like snarky fucking, okay. I'm going to shit all over this fucking movie.
Okay. I just don't want you mad at me. So Caecilius has escaped, and Strange then confronts the Ancient One of using the dark dimension to obtain power. And then I put cloak guy here, but it's Mordo. They argue about what's right and what's wrong and all this stuff. And then Caecilius returns. And before any damage can happen, though, Strange puts them in a mirror dimension, which is not a good idea because even though it can't affect the real world, they can still very much die. And in fact, somehow in the mirror world, it makes Caecilius even stronger.
Because of course it does.
Because of course it does, because then you can do your spells better and you can conjure up your shit better. Because fuck you. So then we get, while this is happening, we get our Stan Lee cameo of him on the bus. He's reading a book or something on the bus.
And this was actually one of four cameos that that were filmed back to back to back. James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, actually filmed a bunch of cameos in advance. Because, I mean, he was
right.
Stan was getting up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he did a few of those, and that was one of them.
What year did he pass away? Was it after Endgame, or was he able to see Endgame?
He did not.
Okay. It was before
he
Endgame.
He did not, yeah. But yeah. They had that cameo filmed or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, I believe... it was November when Stan passed away, and then Endgame came out in May.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. I didn't know if he was able to see it.
No, I mean, aww. You know, he lived to see the first Avengers, which I have to assume would be, like, the biggest thrill of his fucking life.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he got to see, like, just so much of everything that came after it.
Right.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine,
mm-hmm.
like, how fulfilling that would be. And then to be a part of it,
right.
and, you know, the cameos are what people talked about and
mm-hmm.
looked forward to. And I will say, man, I will fucking say that first Marvel movie without a Stan cameo is going to hurt.
Oh, have we not gotten that yet?
Because
he filmed so much in advance.
Well, in fact, no, he didn't even have a cameo in the last Spider-Man movie, Far From Home. And that hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, so Endgame was his last cameo.
Okay.
And in this one, in Doctor Strange, the book he was reading was The Doors of Perception, which is a book about taking psychedelic drugs.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And the fact that he was just sitting there laughing at it was super on brand.
That's perfect.
Especially for this movie.
Perfect.
As my, you know, buddy who watched the movie in an altered state said, yep.
Yes, I love that. So, you know, they're in the mirror dimension and they're fucking folding buildings and shit. And Cassilius takes Strange's spinny thing. What was it?
His fidget sling ring.
Fidget ring. And pushes him like away, but then Tilda comes in, or the ancient one comes in. The ancient Tilda comes in and tries to reason with Cassilius, but then they fight. Master and student have recombined together to show their powers and shit. And then Ancient Swinton is stabbed and kicked into a portal, and then she hits the pavement in real life. Pretty brutal. Pretty brutal.
Fucking splat.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Doctor Strange takes her to the hospital again for Christine to take care of her. And then Doctor Strange dips out in the middle of surgery to go astral body to find her astral body and to help save her. But the Ancient One knows that this is where she dies. She's been able to see many different pathways in her life or some shit, and this is where it always
ends. God damn.
So she knows this is where she's supposed to die, right? And basically tells him, it's not about you, Doctor Strange. You need to use your powers for good and to defeat Dormammu. That's what you're supposed to do. You can live your life with your powers if you want to, but you're supposed to do the best good. And then
Do the best good.
And then her astral body goes away and she dies in real life. She's dead.
And so here's the note that I have here, because I kind of anticipated you hating the movie because of sorcery. I didn't think you'd hate the astral projection so much.
I hate astral projection. It's so ridiculous to me.
Like when Obi-Wan appears to Luke all the time. So fucking dumb.
That's not astral projection.
The fuck it's not.
I don't think so.
So my note here during the final scene between the Ancient One and Doctor Strange, I say, even if Leanne hated this movie, she would have to have at least been moved by this scene. Apparently not.
No. She was right. You know.
But it was fucking lame.
She did what she had to do to do the right thing overall in the end. And that's what she's telling him to do. So yeah, it was good. I wouldn't say that I was moved.
Remember after the rebels toppled the Empire with the help of all those little fucking Muppet bears.
Ugh.
And they're having this big party.
I did hate that.
And then, you know, like Yoda and Anakin and Obi-Wan all astral project themselves to Luke. Remember when that happened and you thought it was awesome?
I don't think that's astral projection, is it? That's Jedi. That's the Force. The Force is different.
Is that their real body? Are they in their bodies?
Is that their spirit? What is it?
Is it? Are they on an astral plane?
I don't know.
Are they going ass to ass? Astral plane to astral plane?
Ass to ass. Ass to ass. I don't know. I don't need to get into that.
I mean, we could.
I don't care. We could probably. Because I never really thought of it in terms of astral projection.
Mm-hmm. Space sorcery.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, space sorcery is fine.
God.
Anyways, she dies.
Anyway, she's dead.
And Strange gets
his... Fuck her, she whitewashed. She took a role from an Asian
that
man.
Whitewashing bitch. That bald-ass white bitch.
It was an Asian dude to lived.
There's somebody that didn't get a meal because of her.
Right, yeah.
Right, you know? So... Strange gets his cloak and he decides he's going to go kick some fucking astral ass or ass. And so then we go.
Did you not even like the little bit where he puts the cloak on
and it wipes his face, tears. And he's like, no, stop that. Yeah, it was cute. So then we go to Hong Kong because that's the last sanctum.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Caecilius has destroyed that sanctum before Strange and Mordo can get there. I have Mondu here.
Mondu.
So that's where I messed up. So Strange decides that he's going to do the time thing with the eye thing to reverse the damage of the city and put everything back together.
He's going to do the time thing with the eye thing to save the city thing with all the buildings and things.
So he does that to turn back time, but then they can all still fight in it. Like, they're still, like, running around. And so they do that. They fight. And then at some point, Strange pushes Caecilius into a wall. That was cool when he pushes him into the wall that's bricking itself
and bricked
up.
Bricked it up, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. But before the sanctum can fully be restored, Caecilius stops time. Because, you know, time enslaves us all.
And, you know, he's good sorcerer. He's good at what he does.
He's good at what he does. He's good at what he does and great with the eye makeup still. I can't believe it never smudged. So, this is a little muddy for me. But anyways, you're seeing some things up ahead, and I believe that's the dark dimension.
It is,
right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
You are correct.
It is. And so, this is what the world would be without time. It's ours, blah, 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 shit. And then... And then Strange, instead of getting up and fighting, he goes and he flies off with his cloak of levitation into the dark realm.
Yes,
the dark universe, right?
He's all about that dark dimension.
And so for a dark dimension, it's very pretty in neon colors. So that's going on.
Not as dark and brooding and goth as you were hoping for.
No,
My Chemical Romance playing.
No. So, no black parades to be found. So then Dr. Strange talks to Dormammu, which is like this face. And
which was basically Benedict Cumberbatch talking to himself because he also did the voice for Dormammu.
Really?
He did.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Would not have put that together.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, God. Now I got to go back and listen. Shit.
Yeah. Fuck you. That was my plan all along.
I got to go back and watch it. Ah. So he goes there to bargain with Dormammu.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
I've come to bargain. But Dormammu kills Strange. But then as soon as he kills Strange, Strange comes back again. And he's like, Dormammu, I'm here to bargain. And time keeps looping because Doctor Strange has created an endless time loop.
You got something against time loops now, too?
No.
If they're sorcery induced, yeah, then fuck them.
So this keeps happening. And Dormammu keeps killing Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange's like, look, I've created this time loop. Like, you're stuck now. You're my prisoner. I can keep losing, but you're never going to win, essentially. So finally, it drives Dormammu crazy. And I don't understand how Dormammu could not overpower that. Oh, but time enslaves us and there's no time. Okay, whatever.
I'm glad you put it together.
Okay. So then finally, Dormammu bargains with Dr. Strange. With Dr. Strange. And he says, if you end your assault on Earth in my world, I will break the time loop. And so that's what Dormammu agrees to. And when he does that, poor Mads, Cassilian, he withers away to become a prisoner to Dormammu or in the Dark Realm.
He got his mortal life. That's what he wanted.
That's what he wanted. And so he and his minions go to the Dark Dimension. And this was cute. So... when Strange would say things like "Hey Beyonce" or different things to Wong, Wong would never laugh at him, and Strange even points that out. So then Strange says, "You know, you should have stolen the whole book, like I said, because the warnings come after the spells." And Wong finally loses his shit and laughs, which was great. And but then we have a little bit of a problem because Mordo. decides to break up from the sorcery group.
He's out of the mystical beetles.
Yes, he's out of the mystical beetles. I guess he's struggling with the fact that the Ancient One used dark magic to power herself. I guess this is big deal. Anyways, team Strange. But so then we go back to the library and we find out that the eye pendant that Doctor Strange is wearing to do the time thing is actually an Infinity Stone.
The Eye of Agamotto.
Yes, that thing. And his hands still shake, but he's going to have to defend Earth. And I believe that's where we leave it. He's on the side of good. Yes.
He's a fucking Sorcerer Supreme now, bitch.
Sorcerer Supreme. So is he taken over for the Ancient One? Is that what that means?
He becomes Sorcerer Supreme, yeah.
Okay. Was she Sorcerer Supreme?
She was.
Okay. All right. Well, now he's Sorcerer Supreme. Even though he's been there the least amount of time, he got rewarded.
I mean, sometimes.
But you know, he put in the work.
When you're just better, you're just better.
You're just better. You know what I mean? Like us in this podcast, when you're better, you're just better.
Fucking 100%.
You know?
People have been in this game a lot longer than us, and we're better than 95% of them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Especially all your sorcery podcasts. Holy. Dude, I want to try to find some sorcery podcasts.
They've got to be out there.
I want to reach out. I want to be like, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast.
And you can leave that a singular eye.
I figured as such.
I will let you do that business venture on your own.
These are some very insightful topics and conversations we're having today. I'd like to bring my podcast partner Leanne in. Hey Leanne, we're going to be on a guest host on a podcast next week. Oh, what's the podcast about? Just be there at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about whatever sorcery or something. You say sorcery?
Sorcery?
No, I said pottery.
Oh, okay, pottery. Yeah.
I was led to believe we were going to be talking about making pots.
Excuse me, when do the pots come into play?
We're talking about projecting your astral form into the physical dimension. Son of a bitch!
Project your astral form up your actual ass, troll. So anyways, that's the end of that movie. And then,
the movie's done, thank God.
But then we've got two post-credit scenes we got to work through. And the first one is Doctor Strange and Thor hanging out.
Yeah.
And Strange is talking about Thor's brother, Loki, who is a huge threat. And he's like, but you want to bring him back here to New York. And the reason why Thor wants to bring him to New York is because he is looking for his father. And Strange agrees to help Thor look for his father so that they can get the fuck out of New York when they're done. So that's the first one.
Correct. And that is... an actual scene from Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
Spoilers.
All right. No, that's fine.
So that you'll see that scene again. You'll see the full context of that scene, which is great.
All right.
Because remember the last time we left Thor in the Dark World, Loki sat on the throne and Odin, we don't know where Odin's at. Where the fuck is Odin?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're going to go find out, apparently.
got to go find him. Mm-hmm. So that was that credit scene. And then there's another one, which is where Pangborn is the guy who Doctor Strange went to, who had gotten his spine. He was paralyzed because of the injuries to his spine, but then he found him playing street ball and was like, hey, how you fix yourself? And he's like, oh, you're mine, man.
Sorcery man.
Sorcery man. So that's Pangborn, and Pangborn gets a visit from Mordo.
She had to look down at her note that she wrote just in all capital letters, M-O-R-D-O, Mordo.
Mordo gets a visit. And basically, he's gone a little rogue because he tells Pangborn, he takes Pangborn's power, which is, that's how he's able to walk. He's using sorcery to be able to walk every day. And he takes Pangborn's power and says that he thinks the issue with the world is that there are too many sorcerers, which I happen to agree with 100%.
You are on Team Mordo.
Now I'm on Team Mordo. Take them all down. And then that was the end of that post-credit scene.
So
that's the end of Doctor Strange.
3.5 Eye of Agamotto's out of 5 for me.
I'll give it. Okay, I need to be fair here. It's just not interesting to me, but it was really a hell of a movie, to be honest, and it was visually amazing. So I'm going to agree with your rating.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 3.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even though you fucking
personally,
hated
I would
it.
Give it a 2, but I can't rate it on like it was a good. I know it's a good movie. Again, it just wasn't my jam.
I mean that's kind of how critics rate movies. Like it's
okay. Well, then I give it a 2.
All right, fine.
You are so not happy with me.
Make your own decisions here. Make your own judgment calls.
Me personally, for me, it was a 2.
That's cool.
You don't even want to look at me right now.
I'm looking right at you.
Okay, well, you weren't for a second ago.
Because I was looking through my notes to see if I have anything else in here that I want to talk about. But I do not, because you're just going to shit all over it.
I won't shit on it. You talk about it, and I won't say shit about it.
You're going to take just a big old fucking Lily Dookie all over Doctor Strange. No, I don't
want to. No, talk about it.
I don't want to.
No, I'll be quiet. No, because the people want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because they don't agree with me.
No, I bet a lot of them do. Last week, they should have all agreed with you for being on Team Cap.
Right.
Which, I mean, everyone should be.
Mm-hmm.
But you are the first person I've ever met that like didn't like this movie.
Okay, well, then a lot of people are going to shit on me when this gets released on a Thursday. How many this bitch texts are you going to get?
Ooh.
Do you know how many, like, are your friends vehemently, like, pro Doctor Strange movie?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing about Doctor Strange. Like, Doctor Strange is a character I enjoy. He's better as a secondary character, as a support character, in my opinion.
Right, I can go with that.
In fact, like, in the years and years and years of Doctor Strange comic books, there's been maybe one run that I've collected.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a few Doctor Strange stories. The best one has Doctor Doom in it. Because
Doctor against Doctor in an epic battle for mysticism.
That was all right. That was solid.
Thank you.
Put that in your sorcery story.
I'm gonna put that in my reel.
Make it sizzle. But no, I mean, Doctor Strange doesn't have the best stories, granted, in the comics, but he does a lot of cool shit.
I can completely agree with what you're saying. I do. I truly do.
But I think now, because, you know, we had in the MCU, we introduced the Guardians of the Galaxy to introduce the cosmic side.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have introduced the more mystical side, the multiverse side, because there are so many different dimensions and so many of these characters come in from other realms and other planes. And there's alternate versions of characters. So we really had to introduce that piece of the puzzle to expand on the universe.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that we can get to all the different corners of the Marvel universe.
Okay.
So just knowing, really, I mean, knowing nothing of what's coming with Doctor Strange, other than it's called Multiverse of Madness and Scarlet Witch is going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine we're going to see a lot of these cool alternate Earth Marvel characters. We're going to get to see some pretty interesting twists on some new characters, which, you know, you might fucking hate.
I like getting this explanation, though, because that helps me in digesting the film. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, now I understand more of its purpose. Yeah.
And that's really what it was, you know, so much like you know, you had the first phase, which was really just on Earth for the most part, aside from Asgard. Mm-hmm. But then you have that kind of Norse mythology behind that. And you can, okay, you're opening up the universe a little bit more. And then when Guardians of the Galaxy showed up, you're like, oh, fuck, now we're going here with it. Now we got threats coming from, like, all over the fucking place. And we got Thanos lurking in the background. What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once we get that fucking multiverse up and running.
Okay.
Shit's going to happen, my friend.
All right. Well, now you make me feel bad. But the warnings always come after the spell.
Fucking good one.
I got something from it.
Anyway, fucking... let's wrap this shit show up.
No, it's not a shit show! Oh, man.
So, zero more sorcery movies for you. Unless they're in space. In which case, fucking all about them.
My logic doesn't pan out.
It sure doesn't.
No.
I mean...
okay.
That's all right.
All right.
No, I got nothing. I was going to try to shit on Star Wars again, but...
man!
Fuck it.
I'm so sorry. What do we got? Let's talk about what we got coming up next. So this is Thursday. Right. We got two more next week.
We do have two more next week. I think you'll be pleased to know that we'll be going back into the Guardians of the Galaxy universe.
Yeah!
Getting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You loved that one.
Loved it.
The first one.
Yep.
When we talked about it on the last Marvel month.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Good plug.
And also, we have too many movies to fit into the confines of 1 month. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna do two a week until we wrap this shit up.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right,
we're in for the ride, baby.
And looking ahead, there, you know, very very little to no sorcery.
Okay,
for the rest of this phase.
Cool.
Cool. Awesome. I'm on board for this. So Monday we'll be chatting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And then we finally get Spider-Man, his first full-length movie in the MCU, Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm ready for Spider-Man.
No sorcery in that one.
Nope, just webs.
Just webs.
Just webs and flying around.
I mean, swinging, but...
swinging.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
I mean, two kind of totally different things,
I'm
but...
I'm sorry. You know what? I was wrong there. I apologize. I was wrong. Wrong term there.
You enjoy it when things get tense here at Huntsville Home Video.
Oh, no! That should be tense!
I'm sure next week we'll be right back on board, though. Well, unless you come to me and be like, you know what? I'm done with space bullshit, too. Fucking don't like it anymore.
I'm burnt out on it, man.
You really made me realign my perceptions. And, yeah, that space sorcery is fucking dog shit. Fucking, and you're right. Obi-Wan was astral projecting.
I don't know. I gotta do some research on that. I don't feel like that's astral projecting.
Man, I'm going to do that same research, and I swear to God, if I find some Reddit thread about the comparison between astral projection and force projection...
oh, God. Don't print it out for me. Don't send it to me.
Oh, I'm going to.
I won't read it. I won't read it.
I will read it aloud to you.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, now I have to avoid you. Shit.
We will be...
I'm sorry that this week did not go how you thought it was going to go.
Don't apologize for it.
Well.
Like I said, I had the note here. I thought you might not have liked the movie, so it does go pretty hard in the sorcery.
It was hard in the paint. Can I buy you like a chocolate milk or something?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Like, I want a chocolate milk, though, not a fucking Yoo-Hoo.
That day, I mean, I was limited with my resources all there. Right.
Yeah, I'll take a chocolate milk.
I'll find you a proper chalky milk.
Man, from now on, I am going to exclusively pick sorcery movies if it gets me a chalky milk.
Shit.
Yeah. Welcome to Huntsville Home Sorcery.
No, I would die. I would sorcer myself fucking out of this earth. Fucking astral plane the fuck out of here. Oh, God.
Man, I would have a fridge full of chocolate milk.
Oh, God, and a good life.
Well, until the diabetes took me. Which, I mean, we all got to go sometime.
Or a foot.
I mean, either way. I mean, my left one's been bothering me for a little bit. It's like sore and achy.
Oh, no.
Try to just take the foot. Just get rid of it.
Is it going to rain?
I don't know.
Are we at that age yet?
Oh, I am. I'm well. This is what you have to look forward to, Leanne. Welcome to your future. Everything hurts. You're sore all the time. You get fucking grumpy when your friends don't like your favorite movies.
I was getting ready to say, you get your feelings hurt.
like 10
so
years.
So you are grumpy.
Well, I didn't sleep well last night. I'm a little groggy.
Okay.
I stayed up late watching Doctor Strange.
All for this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. All, now I get it.
All for this.
Oh, no.
Back.
More pieces to the puzzle.
I love how when we agree on something, we're just like, fuck yeah, this is cool. And then this thing happened.
And then we're like, fuck everybody else.
Yep. And but now I'm just like,
I feel it. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. Like,
no,
last week we talked about how friends can be friends but not agree totally on everything. And then now we can't.
Like, we can still, we're still friends. We're still hell buddies.
But you're looking down on me.
I'm not even looking down. I'm just.
You won't even look at me at all.
I'm looking straight at you.
You don't want to.
I mean, that's true.
I need to leave.
I just, yeah.
I need to leave again.
I'm kind of like, well, do I got any good, funny stories or anecdotes this week? I'm like, nah, fuck it. Just hit the door, man. Take it. Grab your check. Take it to the pay window. Get the fuck out. We'll talk about Guardians next week.
You're getting paid for this?
No. I mean, not really. Maybe. We'll find out when we're on
if
that.
If there's another week.
When we're on that sorcery podcast next week.
Hmm.
I'm going to Google this right now. Are there any sorcery podcasts?
Be kind, rewind.
Nope, not yet.
No, I did the voice thing. I did
that's my bit. I do that.
No, you did it once, you bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Get it. What's it called? What's the title of it?
There are quite a few. There's the Crusader podcast. This one might actually be right up your alley. Dungeons and Dragons.
I hate that I love it.
Dungeons. Get it? Dungeons?
I got it.
Instead of dungeons,
I understood it. I get it.
Dungeons?
I get it.
Dungeons and Dragons?
I got it.
No, what? Kind of.
What's a band?
Pot of.
What?
Campaigns.
What?
Yeah, there's quite a few sorcery podcasts out here. Drunken. Would you be down for drunken?
Yeah. Can I be drunk while I listen to it? It might go smoother on the palate.
You should have watched this movie drunk.
I probably should have. I probably would have liked it.
What is the feminist?
I will not.
Nope. Mm-mm. I want you to, just based on the words fat feminist witch, conjure an image in your mind. Let me know when it's there.
I'm really upset because she looks like me in my head right now, but
no.
No.
She
a little worse.
Looks like
Oh no, that looks exactly like what it's supposed to look like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're giving shout outs to all these other sorcery
yeah,
podcasts.
Yeah, fuck them. Don't listen to them.
Fuck it.
I'm gonna bleep it. I'm gonna bleep this in, in the final. I'm gonna bleep it out.
But don't bleep out dungeons.
No, we'll
and
leave
dragons,
dungeons.
Because it's dumb, right? Like dungeon, like dungeon.
I get it. It's like dumb instead of dun.
It's spelled, yeah, D-U-M-B. G-E-O-N-S. Yeah, like dungeons.
Oh yeah, I spelled dungeon.
Yeah, you spelled dungeon wrong, dummy. Leave that part in when we say dungeon, because do you understand? Do you get the joke?
I get it now.
Do you get the play on words?
I get it.
Because it's dumb. Dungeons. Dungeons. Be kind, rewind.
I wish I could rewind
like dungeons?
My life.
Dumb?